I'd like to thank Second Harvest Food Bank for partnering with us on this food drive and recognize the Second Harvest Food Bank Director, Joe Schoening, who's right here. And thank you for joining us this morning. Now I'd like to invite our special guest, Mr. Tommy Wynn, who is here with his mother, OCTA Director and First District Supervisor Janet Wynn, to talk more about the Jingle Pass and how residents could donate.
Actually, it's Tommy Bonikowski.
All
right. Okay. Mr. CEO, thank you. It's an honor for both of us to be here this morning. At the Orange County Transportation Authority, we know many of our residents and are struggling to pay for their bills and put food on the table for their families. And so we are both here today to celebrate and to really make sure we get people out. And so with the holidays coming up, we are joining in the spirit of giving by introducing the new Jingle Pass for our residents. This special discounted holiday pass allows transit riders to take the bus from November 15th through the end of the year of 2011 for only $39.99. This is 50% discount pass that for the regular fare, and will help our residents have a wonderful holiday season by keeping more money in their pockets and allow food on the table for their children. For just 85 cents a day, residents can ride the bus on an unlimited amount of times anywhere in this county to do their Christmas shopping. You can find this bus pass online at www.octa.net or by calling us at 714-560-5932. While OCTA is giving back to our community with the Jingle Pass, we encourage you, the public, to help us fill a bus with food so that no one will go hungry this season, especially our children. Today, we are here all the way to noon at the Main Place Mall. Tomorrow, we'll be here from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, Mr. Bonikowski and Ma. And next, we will hear from our Second Harvest Food Bank Director, Mr. Joe Schoening.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. Second Harvest Food Bank is delighted to be here this morning. This is a new and unusual venture for us. Stuff a bus, we've never heard of that before, but thanks to OCTA, they figured out a great concept for us, and I know it's going to be hugely successful. We're very, very pleased to be here, and you've heard already this morning that the people in need are children, seniors, single moms. In today's world, as you know, there's a lot of families out there. There's just no income coming in because there's just no jobs. So what you do for us today and tomorrow in this program is extremely important. Just to give you an idea, we service over 480 some nonprofit organizations throughout North County. They depend on us for a great deal of their food supply. The food supply that we provide them greatly depends on events like this, and folks like OCTA helping us to collect this kind of food that we can distribute, especially at the holiday time. But year-round, there is a tremendous need here in Orange County. That number of 600,000 is a true number, and it's been in existence for the last 3 or 4 years that we just climbed that high. So just to give you an idea of how tough things are at the food bank these days, we're currently running about 500,000 pounds behind in distribution for the year, which means that the food has not come in. It's just tough times out there for everyone. So we need this food drive to be very successful. I know that OCTA is putting their best foot forward in making this thing a really successful event. So thanks to all of you for coming out and helping us to get this event started.
All right, folks, we're going to be at 4 other locations through the food drive. We're here today. We'll be at the Brea Mall, at the Westminster Mall, and at the Luna Hills Mall over the course of the next next several days, so you can come down and help us by bringing your foodstuffs and helping us put those food items into one of these buses and help feed the hungry in Orange County. Thanks very much for showing up today.
This is Ted Nguyen at the Orange County Transportation Authority doing an audio boo, and we just concluded a press event announcing the partnership between OCTA and the Second Harvest Food Bank on an important mission, which is to feed the needy and working families across Orange County. And I've got Joe here. Joe, tell me your last name and your title.
My name's Joe Schoening. I'm director of Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County.
And you were sharing with me before the press conference began, you know, the tremendous need we have, not only through the county, but especially close to home in Orange County. Can you tell us and share some stories that you were sharing with me about seniors and people that are in need and what this food drive means for them?
Well, the food drive means a lot to the folks in need. And, you know, especially one of the big populations that is here in Orange County are senior citizens. Most people don't think that the little lady that sits next to them in church has a problem, but as seniors age, their income is diminished because they depend solely on Social Security or something like that, and the cost of living continues to go up. We all know that. Food prices have gone up, and so these folks are faced with paying rent or buying some food, or as they age, the illnesses go up and they have prescriptions to buy, and many times it's a choice between paying rent and purchasing that new prescription a doctor ordered. And it's a very difficult choice for people. And so this food supply helps them to get through the month, to have some nutritional food to sustain them. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the tremendous need, you know, where we are as far as, you know, what the needs are.
You know, the needs are tremendous. We're running about 500,000 pounds behind last year. Last year we distributed 16 million pounds of food across Orange County. So we're running, after the first quarter of the year, we're running about 500,000 pounds behind. So this new food drive with OCTA really helps us, is going to help us pick up that slack.
Now, you know, when people are traveling throughout Orange County, they see it as a pretty affluent county and they don't see the need. Do you think events like this help communicate that there is a tremendous need in our community in this tough economic time?
This type of an event really, really brings awareness to the fact that there is hunger in Orange County. And yes, we're an affluent community in one way, but we're very normal with the rest of the country in the other way, with 16% of our population here in Orange County has some food shortages during the month and they need help. So things like this really bring awareness to that issue and really help us.
Okay. How can people find more about this issue and how can they volunteer to help?
You can go to our website, feedoc.org, and you can learn a tremendous amount about the issue of hunger. You can learn how to volunteer. You can learn a whole lot about our organization and the need here in Orange County.
And you're also on Twitter as well, because I've been tweeting and retweeting and sharing information as well. So so for all those that are listening to this this audio view throughout Orange County, you know, come on over to the different locations throughout Orange County and provide the necessary you know, food for our families and for our community members. And it's the Second Harvest Food Drive of Orange County teamed up with the Orange County Transportation Authority. Anything else that you want to share with us, Joe?
Just I wish everybody the best holidays, and you can help somebody's holiday be really special by bringing some food to this food drive.
Yeah, I know that not that many people know what it feels like to be hungry. You know, I have family members that have shared with me, you know, the experience that they've had to truly, truly be hungry and to be aching and to feel that pain of being so hungry. You know, and their descriptions to me, it's just how so heartfelt, and you know, it just makes me want to do more. And I hope those listening to us here now will, you know, have a call to action to help those that are in tremendous need. We're fortunate not to ever have to feel those hunger pains, but there's so many people in our community that do. So let's do something about that and end that hunger pain for them.
There's a lot of people, as I said, 16% or more than 600,000 people here in Orange County feel those hunger pangs, and they can be children who go to the refrigerator after school and there's nothing in there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this.
Okay, thank you.